Now, when we talk about these nine strange ways the world could end, and you said kind of tongue-in-cheek, what did you mean by that?
Well, because the thing is, a lot of these things are improbable in the sense that we were just talking a moment ago about star explosions. Well, we know stars explode. They explode all the time. That's a fact of the universe. But what we have to worry about, of course, is something exploding relatively nearby, something that's 10,000 light years away. We don't have to worry about it. If it's 1,000 light years away, maybe we have to worry about it. So we've got this balance against the probability of something happening and the consequences of that thing happening. Now, in the case of, for example, asteroids, chances of being hit by a 10-mile-wide asteroid in the next century is very, very low. The consequences of it happened are extreme. Now, the same applies to other things. The chance of being hit by a 100-meter-wide asteroid is higher. The consequences are still disastrous. So when I say tongue-in-cheek is I don't want people to read my book and then start,
panicking,
lying awake at night worrying about these things. So there is a sort of there's a lighthearted element to some of it, but at the same time making people aware of the scientific reality of the dangers that surround us. So don't get too all consumed about it, but just be aware of it.
I used to be concerned when I was a kid when one of our science teachers was talking about the life of our sun. And even though he was talking in terms of billions of years, David, it was unsettling for me. I would go to sleep worried that the sun was going to blow up.
I know. I have had exactly the same feeling myself because it's inevitable. The sun will end. It will become a red giant. It will consume the earth. That's inevitable. It's programmed into the laws of nature. This will actually happen. The earth will end. A long, long time in the future, long after we have to worry about it, or our children's children have to worry about it. But it is it's a certainty. It will happen, and many other things will happen that are absolutely disastrous. It's perhaps a good thing we don't know for sure about them because we would lie awake at night. So yes, a lot of scary things out there are inevitable. So it's balancing against these things that are inevitable and probably a long way off. And the things that are not so probable that may happen closer to.
In theory, David, what would cause, over and above the things we've been talking about, what would cause mankind to go extinct? I mean, that is conceivable that one day we will have no human beings left on the planet, isn't it? Isn't that possible?
Yeah, I think it's very probably. There's two possibilities. Either it would be naturally caused by, some of the things we've been talking about, or possibly, for example, a super volcano, some global natural catastrophe, an asteroid hitting us, a supernova going off, or it could be a man-made, an artificial catastrophe that we unleash upon ourselves. And I think it's those actually artificial ones that we have to worry about a bit more. They seem more likely to happen in the near future than the big natural catastrophes. But either way, we are in serious danger of becoming extinct at some point, possibly not tomorrow or the next year or in 10 years' time. But when we start to look a bit further afield than that, yes, we are. We are endangered.
Could the planet lose its oxygen, for example, where, whatever's alive on this planet could not breathe?
Yeah, changes to the atmosphere or to the, to the environment as a whole, it would be one of the main threats. For example, in the case of a supervolcano or in the case of the natural disasters that we've been talking about, effects on the atmosphere, rather than the planet being, for example, split apart into big chunks and absolute destruction of the planet, if we lose that precious protection of the atmosphere, either the ozone layer, which protects us from the intense radiation from the sun, which we're not normally aware of. I mean, the sun is sending out all kinds of rays that we didn't have that thin ozone layer. We would be dead. We would all be dead within a short amount of time. So we rely on that protection. Ozone is a form of oxygen. So the atmosphere is one of the critically endangered things that we need to worry about rather than the solidity of the planet itself. It is that atmospheric protection that we depend on so much.
Is it conceivable that this planet has gone through extinction cycles before? where humans may have been around millions and millions of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just
and become extinct and then reemerge, you mean?
Yeah.
The last mass extinction we know about was of the dinosaur. I mean, scientifically know about was the dinosaurs back 65 million years ago, which is long before there were anything remotely human on the planet. So I mean, 65 million years ago, a very large asteroid landed in what is present day Mexico, just offshore, and the environmental consequences of that put paid to the dinosaurs, and along with many of the species living on Earth at the time, and it allowed the mammals to flourish, and eventually we emerged at the end of that. So we're probably here thanks to a chance collision with an asteroid. Now, there's no scientific record of any other mass extinction between 65 million years ago and the present. Not say it hasn't actually happened, but the scientists would say that was the last one, and that there's only been one emergence of humans, several million years ago.
Now, let's move on to some super volcanoes. We know, for example, that if they blow, they can affect all kinds of things in the atmosphere. The caldera at Yellowstone in the United States, if that goes, could create ash for God knows how long. How dangerous are these, and how probable are these?
They're very dangerous. A super volcano, there's something called a volcanicity index, which measures basically how violent a volcano is. And the super volcano is the most, it's not really a volcano, it's a sort of an eruption of the crust. It's a weakness in the crust that suddenly gives way. These super volcanoes are thousands of times bigger than even the biggest ordinary volcanoes. And one definition is that they eject 1,000 cubic kilometers of debris into the atmosphere. That's 240 cubic miles of material, which would include rock, debris, gases, and all the rest of it. So they're absolutely terrifying in scope. The last one occurred 26,000 years ago. So this is really before human civilization. Certainly humans were around, but there was no real human civilization. That went off in New Zealand. And one of the biggest ones happened 74,000 years ago in Sumatra. And that sent 2,800 cubic kilometers into the air of material. Now, the one that everybody's worried about at the moment, of course, is the Yellowstone caldera, which is going to go off. It will go off in the future. It's gone off three times in the last 2 million years.
It's overdue, isn't it?
It's overdue because, I mean, if you look at the spacing between them, it erupted 2.1 million years ago, 1.3 million years ago, and 640,000 years ago. So roughly intervals of 700,000 years. So we're actually overdue for one.